I'll just use my phone.
I call this meeting to order on Friday, August 29th of 2025 in the Joe Crowley Student Union Senate Chambers at 1:37 p.m. We will now move on to line item two, roll call.
Director Navarte?
Present.
Assistant Director Rock?
Present.
Commissioner Mumulaneni?
Here.
Commissioner Campbell?
Here.
Commissioner Ottaviano?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Perfect, thank you. All right, we will now move on to line item three, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Nyumu, Washu, Niue, Niuwu peoples. These lands continue to be the gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. We will now move on to line item four, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none, we will now move on to line item five, minutes. There are no minutes to approve at this time. Perfect. We will now move on to line item seven, reports. I'll go first. So what I have been doing is I've been talking to Carmina about our homecoming parade. I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but me and Manvi decided to collaborate with them for Department of IDEA. So what we're doing in there is that we are reaching out to elementary school, just letting you guys know, fun. And then also, I just want to say that Bea has been very helpful with event planning, and also appreciate it if you guys would be willing to help with event planning, pack life form, submissions, budgeting. So I've been kind of helping her out with that and just drafting. And also I met with Jaden to draft the World Tourism Day happening on September as well. And then I know that it can, like, everyone can be busy at times. I would really appreciate it if you guys could, you know, consider helping out with these. And then I had a meeting with Pride Committee yesterday with Cheyenne, the Orvis Nursing people, as well as the Q Lab and the Graduate Association students. We talked about the Pride Parade. It was fun, and we'll talk more about that soon in like a little bit. But that's pretty much what I've been working on. Any questions? No? Okay, perfect. All right, Assistant Director Caitlin Rock.
I've just been really keeping up with sort of planning our internship as usual. We had a small hiccup that all of us other assistant directors have been working on with Gabby. We had a little slow application income, but we figured out the reasons. We've been working with that to make sure we will have plenty of applicants to get our interns ready for our department, as well as planning like new other little times for all of us to meet and everything. Otherwise, the syllabus has been wrapping up right now. It'll be finished within the week, and soon I'll be able to update everyone more about interviews coming up, but that's sort of what I've been focusing on right now, is making sure that we have events listed in the syllabus and some of those other little curriculum plans there.
Perfect. I have a question. You mentioned that like the internship application has been really slow. Like, is it like technical difficulties, or
there
is
it? There was like a small little miscommunication with some officers who were not like part of the internship committee. I'm not really sure. Yeah, there was just like a little miscommunication. Some of the applicants thought this was like a paid internship, so we it was like little things that we just wanted to clear up, make sure that that we're being like the most transparent with the student body who's applying for these positions. but that's been worked out, and yeah, we've been keeping an eye on that to make sure that we are able to hire people who know what they want.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Bumalan Neni.
I've been working on, or we finalized the sort of draft for the social justice packet, and I've been working with Jaden to get those printed. And we decided on doing 150 social justice packets to start with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Are there any questions? Oh, yes.
Have you had a chance to connect with Amy on any other promotional stuff that's going out?
No, not yet.
Okay, please.
Amy?
Amy, yeah, Kukis? Yeah, oh, okay. Associate director.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Will do, thank you, Louise. Okay, perfect. All right, any questions, more? Oh. Okay, perfect. All right, seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Campbell.
For me, I have been working on creating drafts and finalizing them for all of September's events, such as World Tourism Day with Jaden. Constitution and Citizen Day has been finalized as a draft, and so has International Day of Peace have been finalized. I've also been planning with Mom V to help and teach her how to use PAC light forms and EMS reservations for future purposes. I've also finalized some reservations for the three events. And I started a draft for food ideas for World Tourism Day by asking some students some interest in what kinds of foods they want to see from Asian areas, European areas, and a little bit of interest in Atlantic food. And then I recently am reviewing some of Nevada Filipino Club's budget sheets and flyers that they submitted yesterday. Regarding their sponsoring them 500.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Ottaviano.
I've been working on the Northern Nevada Pride, one of the little flyer for applicants for volunteers. Mm-hmm. So I do have that designed for the most part. I did have that question about if we could use their logo. Mm-hmm. I reached out to Jules, has not responded. Okay. So if you want, we can like move forward without it, or uh-huh. Yeah. But then aside from that, that one has been pretty much designed. And mm-hmm. then I've also been working with Inkbot to get the Fusion event, that little thing done in time for World Tourism Day to pass out.
Okay.
And the sign-up sheet for the physical sign-up sheets, those are pretty much done too.
Okay.
And then that's it.
I have a question.
Yes.
Have you tried revising the sign-up sheets, or using that was good enough?
The one that you sent me.
Uh-huh.
I made a separate document.
Okay.
And I flipped it horizontally.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then,
love that.
Yeah, the only thing that I'm a little hung up right now on mm-hmm. is the ASUN logo and the pride flag are different sizes, so mm-hmm. that it off-centers the title. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make that look better before we print it, but
okay.
Aside from that, so.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And then also, Louise, we were just wondering, we're trying to create a flyer for the Northern Nevada Pride. However, we don't know if we would be able to use the Nevada Pride logo into our flyer.
Good question. And Amy's going to give that guidance because you need a proper print release. And then question to the body. You mentioned signing up for volunteers. Is this, are you using GivePulse or are you doing like pen and paper?
Pen and paper. And also GivePulse. I'm still considering maybe doing the Pride at GivePulse. And then the reason being why we created that sign-up sheets is for the Pride Parade and as well as for volunteers and as well as our diversity calendar to send out to students if like they're interested in, you know, knowing like what our future events looks like. So.
I'd like to get you as much help as possible. It's going to be hot,
uh-huh.
and it's going to be a long day, so trying to get as much volunteers there. So if you're willing to do Give Pulse,
mm-hmm.
let me connect with Kathy.
Kathy, gotcha.
Kathy Castro.
Gotcha. Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll work on that.
Another question.
Yes.
During the planning meeting yesterday, you mentioned that you had lanyards and you're trying to do name tags or name badges.
Yes.
Is that still something that you're thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah, and we do have a lot of lanyards from last year. So then I was like, you know, we don't really have to buy and spend money. Why not just like use it for this event? But yeah. I'm planning on sharing that with the other committee, or not the other committee, but the committee.
The big committee planning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. All right. Thank you so much for that, Jaden. All right. Now, we'll now move on to line item 6, old business. There is no old business to be this, or actually there is. I'm so sorry. Let's see. All right. For old business, the department will discuss plans for Northern Nevada Pride. So as far as the meeting yesterday, if you guys could just take a look at the paper that I have on here for the planning committee, I took some notes on there. So I just wanted to let you guys know that for September 4th, there is a DSJI Pride Prep. They might cancel it due to the club fair. But if it does happen, we might need to leave the fall club fair tabling at 5:30. So that way we can be at the Pride Prep with DSJI at 6:00. For September 5th, this is going to be our department prep. So we will start at 8 a.m. And just letting you know, it will take the entire day till 6 p.m. If that time doesn't work for any of you guys, please let me know. And if you guys are considering coming in late or whatever you guys need to do, maybe work, please let me know ahead of time. So really from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., it really depends on if we finished everything before or around that time. Also for September 5th, around this time, I need someone to pick up the Walmart credit card and buy the things from Walmart, the items that we need, such as like the water bottles, I don't know what else, but it's in the draft that we made. At 10 a.m. I do have a quick 30 minutes meeting, so but as far as that, we will be meeting at my office or at the programming idea office to do all the designs and everything like that. I did rented out a truck. I ended up renting out a truck because if we were going to rent out the golf cart, we would need to have like a U-Haul or something to pick it up because we can't drive it to the freeway to go to the parade. So unfortunately, we're gonna have this truck, but I heard that it's good. So I mean, you know, it's a win-win.
Director Navarte.
Yes.
You know you have access to the ASUN truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the ASUN truck.
Yes.
But don't I have to ask or fill out the application for Wayne?
You have to have the driver course, driver safety course, which is coming up in a few weeks, which is probably not going to help us. But if you already took it, you just need your certificate to the accounting office and then submit a reservation on PacLife.
Oh, I did. Okay, perfect. I think that's the truck that Way wants to give me, but we'll see.
All right.
I'm really excited for this truck, you guys. But thank you, Luis. So we do have a truck, like an ASU truck.
Yes, and we also have a sedan. It's a Toyota Corolla. You might want to reserve both.
Uh-huh.
And that way you can have multiple cars going at the same time.
So the thing is, I'm the only one that attended. You guys, I feel. But it's okay. What we can do is we can take my car and also the truck, and someone can, like, check my car. Thank you. So then for the event, you guys, the start time, unfortunately, and I'm so sorry to do this to you, but we will need to be there at 7 a.m. I know that the event starts at 10 a.m., but we need to be there at 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. And this does not include, like, the cleanup afterwards. We will have volunteers and the Department of Sustainability and the Senator for IDEA, which is Senator Castro. So the plan is I will be driving the truck and someone will be driving my car, and we'll put all the stuff in the truck and in my car. And then for the truck, we have some stuff in there. We need to have a drop-off spot because the line will take forever. It's chaotic, you guys. I heard that it's very chaotic just for the setup. So we need a drop-off spot. And then someone have to drive my car to a nearby parking space as well, just in case we need something like ice. So, any questions about that? Moving on, we also need someone to be at the booth, preferably one person only, while everyone walks in the parade, preferably 4 to 5 people, and then drive the truck. So what happens in the parade is that we will be driving the truck. Someone has to be in there, maybe 2 to 3 people, including the director, because I'm the only one who can drive it. And then also someone has to walk the parade. So someone has to, like, you know, hold the banner and walk and give people, like, bracelets, or not bracelets, but, like, the beads and stuff that we have and the stickers. They did let us know that we can't throw stuff, so please don't try to throw stuff at people's face. And then
hand them out too.
Huh?
Hand them out.
Yes. And then when we walk in the parade and drive the truck, I need a list of people. If you're willing to walk and give out stuff or giveaways to people or be in the truck with me, because there will be waivers that we need to sign. So I need to exactly know, like, which one you guys want to go for. So I can submit a form to Cheyenne and then she can give us the waiver and we can sign it. That's just for the safety purposes. Keep in mind that we will also be switching at the booth so everyone can have a good time during the festival and as well as are able to take breaks for lunch. So please get as much volunteers so that way you guys can have, like, maybe an hour to, like, just walk around and have fun, and then another hour for lunch and breaks and stuff like that. So and then we will just, we'll talk about it. We'll communicate who's going to the booth, who's switching after an hour or two or whatever. We'll talk about that on September 5th. The Orvis Nursing rep said that they have a packed gear. I know that some of you guys do not have the UNR shirt, and we don't have the ASUN t-shirt just yet, but I will try my best to ask them for a shirt, but it is not 100% sure yet, but I'll try my best. So that way we look really good during the parade, you know? We will also be sharing our IDs badges. So Jaden, please keep in mind that we would need badges for volunteers title, as well as Cheyenne will be sending me a list of names for their committee and whoever is going, and then for our department as well. You can put those names on the badge. And then things that we will bring, like tents, which we do have it in the programming or idea office. I will bring a cooler. Someone needs to buy ice though, using my car, while everyone or the rest is setting up for the day. Keep in mind that I will not be pointing to someone what to do, but I really need someone to, you know, get the ice and drive my car if that's possible. If you have any questions, you know, all throughout the day, please let me know. But honestly, we are a team, you guys. Like, we need to work together. We need to have fun at the same time, right? I'm all about good vibes, so please, please, let's have fun. Let's not burn ourselves out. Let's not stress out. It will happen. The parade will happen, and, you know, we'll make it through. It will be a success, you guys. We will also bring tablecloth, the wagon that we bought, the pink wagon.
Ah,
I can't wait. And then waters, snacks, banners. Me and Bea found the banners for the parade, for the Pride Parade from last year. There's three of them, so that's good. All of this is listed in the draft that I sent out before. But I will go ahead and send it to you guys on September 5th again. However, in this, during the Pride Parade, I do need someone to keep checking the list if we got everything while everyone works on the truck or, like, you know, the decorations and stuff. So, who's the volunteer? Check the checklist if we have everything that we need. Who wants to volunteer? Wait, I feel like Jaden, do you want to volunteer?
I can do it.
No, it's really up to you. I mean, they all want to do, so it's really up to you guys.
I don't know.
Rock, paper, scissors. Equity, you guys.
Good point. And yes. I want to remind you, the planning committee suggested two packing lists, one for the parade and then one for the festival itself.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
If you want to have two different persons or one for each packing list.
Oh, okay. I feel like we don't have like a separate things for the parade and the festival, if that makes sense.
It does. Limited supplies.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Yes, so you can have just one contact person, but two different lists.
Okay,
and
perfect.
And just make sure that they grab everything.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And then please ask ASUN and the senators to sign up and volunteer.
Okay.
We're going to need
gotcha.
Them. And then please still remember, if you're not done, there's the decorating float on Friday night.
Oh, my God. They have Filipino food. So I think it's the Orvis
nursing.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have a pride prep as well, and they have Filipino food, you guys. Yeah. But yeah, we'll talk about that later on. Yeah. Thank you, Luis. I just remember that. I was so happy
it's
when
Friday
they announced
night,
it.
We'll get to the time, but there is the decoration for the float. So just come hang out, and they'll feed you all. So.
Oh yeah.
If you're open for it, Friday night.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Could you list that we need two separate items for the parade itself and then also for the festival? Thank you. And then, perfect. Okay, so have you guys?
How are we doing two separate? People for
oh no, it's just one, but like two separate like draft, I guess, or list of items.
Packaging
list.
One for the parade and one for the festival.
Mm-hmm. I can do it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And I'll send you that list then.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Jaden. So then lastly, we will be having our sign-up sheets for the Pride Parade and the diversity calendar that I mentioned with Louise during the fall club fair. So please, please try your best to look for volunteers. The more hands we get, the less work for us, honestly. Also, yeah, okay. And then finally, please have fun at the parade. This is our time to enjoy it, but also representing our beloved Wolfpack Pride, so yeah. And then, so that's pretty much it for the Northern Nevada Pride Parade. Now moving on to, the department will discuss plans for suicidal prevention tabling. Honestly, it's not much. So we will be tabling for the counseling services. Let me pull on September 8th at 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. September 8th, that is, what day is that?
Monday.
I am available at 1 because I do have a class. However, I do need someone to set up for our tabling. Does anyone want to volunteer for that?
I can set up.
4 to 12, okay, perfect. So what we really need is print flyers for, I haven't exactly finalized the grant idea, so we'll just cancel that for now. We also have, you know, donuts, blah, 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 and the colored necklaces. I did talk to Way and the accounting services. They said that they did order all of these, so hopefully we do get them on time next week. Does anyone have questions about that?
Just for clarification, this is not a tabling event that your department is putting on. You're just tabling at the event.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. But yeah, so for this one, we have like a colored coated necklaces or beads or whatever. And so we have this like fun game that I got this idea from the Tahoe Forest Hospital when they had the A Hope fundraising, I guess. It's for like suicidal prevention as well. And so one of the tablings that I really like is they have this like paper on their table and it's color coded. Like, which one do you want to support? Which one are you considered as? Or like your identity, right? Or, like your gender or something like that. So it's fun. I have the picture in the draft. So me and Jaden will work on it together. But other than that, honestly, I would really love for you guys to be there in the tabling. It will be fun. It will be fun. But yeah, does anyone have any questions, concerns, can't attend, or anything like that?
I have class. I don't think I'd be able to make that one.
Okay.
I have class from noon to 5.
Oh, okay. So, what about Mandy?
I'll be there
throughout
the entire thing.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you guys know, I don't know if I'm able to do this, I'm able to say this, but just, and correct me if I'm wrong, and no, actually not correct me if I'm wrong, but stop me if I can't do it.
Sure.
Just to let you guys know, please, please give me a heads up once, if we, so all of these future events, we already have it in our calendar, and if any of these events you can't make, please communicate with me, but yeah. Is that?
That's good.
That's fine?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any questions, concerns? Please don't get too stressed out about the Northern Nevada Pride. I will send everything to you guys. We'll talk about it during September 5th. With that being said, let's move on to... All right. We will now move on to line item 8, new business. We are going to discuss, the department will discuss the budget for the Constitution Day tabling, and we'll discuss the plans. Okay. I am seeking a motion to approve the budget for the Constitution Day tabling. Yeah. Can someone say I move to approve the?
A second.
Okay. Okay. We're still new to this. okay. All right. All those in favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say OE. Perfect. With that, the motion passes. Thank you, guys. All right, for the Constitution Day, let me pull it up, you guys. We're almost done. Don't worry. Oh, there it is. All right, so for this Constitution Day tabling, this will be the an idea event, but we will just be tabling at the KC. So then we will have like the American flags, the stickers, and the ASUN tablecloth. It's not that much. We would have like a whiteboard and markers by the tabling, and then we also have your Know Your Rights card. So hopefully we'll get those printed out before September 17. We honestly don't know what the plan is just yet, like who to collaborate with. I might ask the government affair and then the department, like the senators and stuff like that, if they want to volunteer. But yeah, that's pretty much it. We'll talk about this maybe next meeting. And then, are there any questions? Perfect.
Yes, please follow up with at least Senator Jason Issa.
Okay.
Because I know he has at least pocket constitutions and might be doing some other tabling opportunities as well.
Ooh, okay. All right. Thank you, Lins. Perfect. So now, all right, everyone's favorite guys. So we'll now move on to line item 9, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? No. Or did I already do that? Right?
thank you, Director Nuarte. Luis Aguilar, Associate Director. For the record, hey, thank you for the great work and effort that you're putting into Pride. It's very meaningful for the students who identify as whatever it might be, and it's all inclusive. So this is for all of them. This is for all of us who, you know, we are not seeing every day. So thank you for your hard work and dedication. You are right. It's going to be fun, but it's going to be hot. So stay hydrated, stay eat, and get volunteers. Let's work on getting volunteers so that we have all the support that we can at that event. Mm-hmm. And then with Constitution Day and Suicide Prevention Day, just make sure you have your supplies, your P-cards, and the press release for any of the flyers that you're looking to distribute.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha.
All right. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, I forgot to ask them something. Can I do that? Like,
yes, you can go back.
Okay, perfect. Do I need to say anything or?
No, you can just say I'm gonna go back to line item.
Oh, okay.
Or
gotcha.
Is it just a comment?
It's just like a question about like Northern Nevada Pride.
Yeah, you can go back up.
Okay, all right, guys. I'm so sorry. Okay, we will move on to line item 7, old business. Okay, so I honestly didn't ask you guys, but who can pick up the Walmart items on September 5th?
What time?
Like around, like, I don't know, in between like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. around there. As long as we have the items right before the party.
I could do it.
Okay.
On September 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. We do have like the pictures and like the items listed on the draft, so you could see like which items we need at Walmart. Honestly, it's only like one or two items.
Please.
Yes.
Super quick clarification question. For the volunteers for the Pride event, normally you pay to like enter the festival, right? Do volunteers like get in for free?
So, that's a great question. So honestly, Cheyenne said they might be able to pay it, because since UNR has paid $10,000 to the Pride Parade, they might, some of us might be able to get in there for free. So then that's why I need the list of volunteers as soon as we can, so I can send it to her and see if some of them can be in there for free.
I just want to make sure if there's people I'm recruiting for volunteering. I think that also adds
Okay. Yes. But yes, so, but just to be transparent, you guys, it is not full guaranteed that most of our volunteer will get in for free. So, unfortunately. Just letting you guys know. Because I know that Orvis Nursing, they have like 30 volunteers already for the Pride. And then as well as the DEI committee, as well as the Graduate Students Association. So yeah, we only have a limited amount of free ticket, I would say. Any questions?
We'll figure out a way.
We'll figure out a way. Yes. all right. So now we will now move on to line item 10, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting on 2:13 p.m. Friday, August 29th of 2025 in the Senate chamber. Yeah. Yay. Thank you so much, Movies. I appreciate you being here.
No, you're welcome. You're doing all the work.
No, thank you for teaching.